Good morning and welcome to Better Thyself segment of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Call. We often envy people who are more successful than we are, but we forget that to be successful needs a certain mindset. And the mindset is the result of ingrained habits. The habit of questioning, the habit of self-examination, self-appraisal, enables you to overcome the Himalayan peaks. I've observed and I've practiced myself that asking 6 questions from yourself, not from anybody else, and asking them enables you to get success. Success is not something which is ephemeral, which is far away, which is beyond scope in any field. Given certain parameters, anybody can be successful, but you need a definitive mindset. Now, when you look at the mindset, you'll not ignore the fact that if you search the word mindset on internet, you will get 140 million results. But then, don't forget as well that this is a mindset which distinguishes a professional from an amateur. And the difference lies with the habits. For example, take inspiration. We say that so-and-so person is inspired. The reality is that the amateur, the unsuccessful person, waits for inspiration. The professional knows that it will come after he starts. No inspiration is a sudden miracle happening. The professional and successful people know that the mundane act of sitting down and starting work on that work sets in motion a mysterious process that produces inspiration. It comes as an epiphany, but it comes not when you're sleeping. Sometimes it does, but that's a very rare instance. And if you can answer yes to the 6 questions that I posed in the beginning, I'm going to talk about them. Eventual success is all but guaranteed. And success, in whatever way you want to define success, that's your choice. But if you can answer yes, affirmatively, definitely, to these 6 questions, there's no reason why you should not be successful, why you should fail. The first question. And the first question is, you're going to ask yourself, do I get started even though I'm afraid? Everybody's afraid of starting something new. What might happen? I put my hard-earned money at risk. I'm putting my prestige at risk. People will make, if I fail, people will make fun of me, apart from the financial loss that I incur. So this is a reality. Everybody has fears. Doubts, concerns, anxiety, fear, given. But if you can say yes, you get started even if you are afraid, even if fear stalks you, I can assure you that success would be there. Do you need to make that call? Do you want to change the career? Do you want to start a business? Waiting until the fear subsides could mean waiting forever, and that wait never ends. If you read that French play, Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett, you would see that the people who wait for Godot, for something to happen, never achieve the result. So, the fears and the doubts have to be surmounted. And the best way to surmount them is to act right away. Action is the way to end suffering as a talked once here in this program. So, If the answer is yes, I get started even though I'm afraid. Yes, I'm afraid. I have doubts, I have concerns, I have anxiety. But I'll get started, will be successful. This is basically a mindset. The successful people are aware that action is the best way to overcome a fear. Success, even small, incremental success, it may not be the complete success, but part of it, is the best way to gain confidence. You are successful in taking one baby step, you feel that you have achieved something. Every improvement, every incremental success breeds confidence. And competence breeds still more confidence. Success in your pursuit, or something in your pursuit, breeds confidence. And all that confidence makes you successful. So successful people overcome anxiety and fear by action, by doing. If you don't do anything, if you just sit mopping, thinking, doing nothing, result would be nothing. You remember that play by Shakespeare, Hamlet? That much thought pales the course of action. And waiting doesn't help. Well, let me wait for the proper time. Proper time is now. So the second question is, which you have to ask yourself, do I want the process as much as the result? You see, we often forget the destination is important, but journey is equally important, rather more important. If you don't start the process, how will you reach the end? So answer the question, do I want the process to be as successful as the result itself? Yes. For example, you want to build a business that makes you wealthy. Then stop thinking about making $1 million straight away. Start thinking about serving 1 million people. Well, if I do this job, produce this thing, 1 million people will be having it, and their life will be happy. Now, that sort of attitude, that you are doing something for others, would give you still more confidence. Of course, you're not in charity business. If you make people happy, you want something in return, and that's there. Wanting a goal won't make you rich, but wanting to do that work would. Goal is fine, but if you don't work towards the goal, what's the result of the goal? The same is true for any pursuit. Want to cross the finish line at the marathon? The only way you have to do is to go running every day, practice, practice, practice. Want to get 1,000 customers for your product, your salesperson? The only way is if you contact at least 10 prospects every day. And out of 10, one might come, a few might come, but the next 10, one might come. But if you start thinking that I want 100 and don't do anything, nothing will come. You see, you have got to realize, you just don't want the result. You have to start the work. If only because you, when you get to feel successful every day, and not just when you accomplish whatever goal you may have. So this sort of a thing, incremental successes, pursuits, action, would make you successful. Third question, we need to ask yourself, do I embrace routines? If you don't embrace routines, you cannot be successful. Let me be very frank with you. I know routine is hard, but then routine is a sort of a discipline. No successful person ever escapes routine. Routine is something habit. Okay, your routine is that you have your newspaper at 5:30 in the morning, or you look at the news first thing, or you answer your emails right at 9:30. Or you have your breakfast at 7 o'clock, because at 7:15 you must go, start your car and go to the office. So successful people have a definite routine. They don't wait to see what the day is going to bring. They start work according to the routine. And the routine is not disturbed by either the mood or the whims to dictate direction. People who say, well, I'm not in mood to do this thing, are not in the mood to be successful, let me tell you. You cannot let the moods dictate your action, your work, and disturb your routine. Not the whims. Well, I think I'll escape today. No. A professional has professional habits. And an amateur has amateur habits. So do you decide for yourself? You want to be a professional, successful, or you want to have a shot in the dark? There are two people, they get up at the same time, they have the same goal, they are relentlessly focused rather than bouncing around from one thing to another. They are successful, these two. Other two, well, let me do this. How to happen? No, this is difficult, let me do this. So shuffling. And the result is zilch, zero, nada, nil. Successful people do a little of things over and over again, and that leads to mastery and excellence. Look at it. How many times the scientist performs an experiment in the lab before he comes up with some new discovery? Edison worked for years together before he was successful in giving you the light bulb. Nothing happens immediately. You have to do work and routine and hard work and habits. And because you are what you most often do, you will become that. It's as simple as that. Your whole pattern of thinking, even your physical, will change according to who you want to be and what you want to be. Next question. Am I impatient with effort, yet patient with the results? Again, impatient with the effort, but patient with the result. Yes. Steve Jobs once said, I'm convinced that about half of what separates a successful entrepreneur from a non-successful one is pure perseverance. So you have to be impatient with the effort. Do it. And then, don't be impatient for the result. What would happen. There are some rough moments, and those rough moments, people give up. Majority of them. And majority of them is not successful. It makes sense. Successful people always delay gratification. They always try to withstand temptations. Who's not tempted by the good things of life? But then they say, no, first I must do my job. The successful people consistently do what they have decided is most important. They decided not to wait. They don't wait to act. They want to do more, not less, and do it now. And if you know that you have a reputation and you have to maintain it, then you would see you are going every work, small bit of work you do, you are closer to turning that vision into reality, whatever your vision may be. Yes, successful people are willing to wait for the results because they know nothing worthwhile comes very easily or quickly. Another question, do I make my own luck, or do I depend on the luck? God will do it for me. bullshit. Talent, expertise, determination, perseverance. Apply these due qualities with a certain level of success. Even so, you will need a little luck, but you make it yourself. You make your own love. Action creates love. And this is karma. If you don't perform, result is zero. The things that you choose to do are important. The people you choose to meet are important. Being at the right place at the right time, meeting the right person, reacting to the opportunity the right way, seizing a lucky opportunity doesn't really involve luck. Because you can't always control what happens to you. So it's not luck. They say, nobody loses an opportunity. Somebody else grabs it. So it's up to you to grab the opportunity. You can always control how you think, respond and act. And you don't have to wait for a lucky break. Successful people don't do it. Then the last question. Does my ego survive failure? I know it sounds odd. If I am to do what I do, I happen to fail. Doesn't that make me a failure? No. Any one thing I do, and more to the point, fail to do, is just one expression of who I am and what I am capable of doing. The same is true of success. And any one success is just one expression of what I do. What I'm capable of doing. The next time might not go too well, but this time, I'll do it. So successful people are resilient in the face of failure. They don't lose heart. And at the time of achievement, they don't start bragging, I've been successful. Well, it's a part of life. The results, my work was action. Success in any pursuit. Our pursuits can only be determined when you look back to assess a life well lived. And a life well lived, full of action, full of fight, full of determination, making your own luck, makes you successful. So, these six questions, if you can answer affirmatively, show sign that you are on a road to success, and a successful man is a better person, and that's what you want to be. Thank you.